This poem is called Spelt from Sybil's Leaves. It becomes a kind of song, as you'll see, with these alliterative riffs, and there's a lot of hyphenated words, so womb of all, home of all, hearse of all night. He also, in many of his poems, and particularly in this one, has put accent marks so that you know where to accent, which words to accent, and they're not always the expected one, but he's trying to create a kind of what he calls in-stress, which is to somehow marry this psychic state with something to do with language and something to do with what happens in the real world. Spelt from Sybil's Leaves. Earnest, earthless, equal, attunable, vaulty, voluminous, stupendous, evening strains to be time's vast, womb of all, home of all, hearse of all night. Her fond yellow horn light wound to the west, her wild hollow whore light hung to the height waste. Her earliest stars, earl stars, principle overbend us, fire featuring heaven. For earth, her being has unbound, her dapple is at an end, as stray or as swarm, all throother, in throngs, self in self, steeped and pashed, quite disremembering, dismembering, all now. Heart, you round me right with, our evening is over us, our night whelms, whelms, and will end us. Only the beak-leaved boughs, dragonish damask, the tool smooth, bleak light, black, ever so black on it. Our tale, O our oracle, let life waned, ah, let life wind off her skeined, stained, veined variety upon all on two spools, part, pen, pack, now her all in two flocks, two folds, black, white, right, wrong, reckon, but, wreck, but, mind, but these two, where of a world, where but these two tell, each off the other, of a rack, where, self-rung, self-strung, sheath and shelterless, thoughts against thoughts, in groans grind.